In the 19th chapter of the book of Revelation, we have come to the 18th chapter, which is basically dealing with the collapse of Babylon the Great, which is the great economic system over a 10-nation union in Central Europe. And we've seen time and again how the ship captains, the great men of the earth, the merchants of the earth are so sick and sorrowful when the collapse of this gigantic world trading and financial empire comprising these 10 nations in Central Europe is finally destroyed. Other prophecies back in the opening chapters of the book of Isaiah, for example, tell us it is the Medes, the modern Medes, those that come from across the river Euphrates, which is definite reference, as other prophecies in the last chapters of Ezekiel show us, to the Prince of Rosh, or Soviet Russia, that will become engaged in a gigantic war once again with Europe. And that's after the terrible national calamities that are scheduled to take place to the United States that we are bringing upon ourselves. And let me hasten to say, this is again a footnote, a little footnote, little insert here to make sure you get the correct perspective. I am not saying that Almighty God is going to come along and zap the United States, this group of innocent people with clean hands and lovely consciences who don't deserve a thing, the greatest, freest, most marvelous, productive, happiest nation on the face of the earth that publishes more Bibles and has more religionists preaching on the airwaves to more people in foreign countries than has ever been heard of before. If we want to get that scenario, the idea that why should God punish us, and all of this is going to happen as a result of divine fiat. In other words, we're going along well, we're going to balance the budget, we've solved our economic malaise, we're going to come out of the economic difficulties, etc. And all of a sudden, crash, God does something to us completely unexpectedly. No, no, that's not the scenario. You see, Bible prophecy really catalogs, in broad general terms, what we are doing to ourselves. Turn the coin around and look at the opposite side of it. What Bible prophecy is really telling us is that we are going to bring about the collapse of our lovely country. That we collectively, 220 some million people, because of our egotism, our incredible greed, our insatiable lust, because of our inability to take those giant steps backward in our living standards that would be required of every individual. I'm talking about real bone-crushing sacrifice in order to save our nation, but continually screaming for more, and each individual becoming his own little party group, wanting the free ride, the free lunch, the government handout, wanting government to become God, wanting to go to government to get all of our relief and all of our medical and all of our unemployment, all of these benefits. Why, we live in a great and a free country. We've got the idea that country, that government of ours, is sitting on a vault so full of gold, so full of money, that they could pay every poor person, every minority group, everybody in the United States, at least $1 million a year. And the only reason they don't do it is because we can't seem to get the kind of officials into Washington that will just pull the right strings and put the right pressure on the man of the White House to give us all that money that the government's got, because we have been convinced in the United States that if you shove enough dollars at a problem, you're going to solve it. Cancer? We can cure it. We just got to get more money. That's what we think. We give the people researching it enough dollars and we'll solve cancer. That's what we think. We've got a Chamber of Commerce dollars attitude that if we throw enough dollars at a problem, whether it's defense, it's just a matter of the government has convinced us enough money, presto, in a year, two or three, four, we've got an upgraded Navy. We've got MX missiles. We've got the B-1 bomber. We have now gotten back into a balance of power with the Soviet Union. Once again, we've achieved parity with them in throw weight of nuclear madness. If we throw enough dollars at it, of course, we can just print those dollars. The government presses can print 24 hours. Well, they're doing that anyway, printing 24 hours a day. No, no. That's the wrong scenario. It is not that we're going to be doing everything right. Everything's going to be wonderful and happy and marvelous. And all of a sudden, God comes along and does this terrible thing to us. No. No, we're going to do it to ourselves. God is not going to intervene at all in bringing about the collapse of the United States. He won't have to. We're doing a marvelous job of that, all by ourselves. We don't need any help from anybody to destroy America. Our homes are disintegrating. Morals are on an absolute toboggan slide, virtually non-existent anymore. The great institutions that really are the building blocks of any free nation, especially the home, the family, the proper Bible, God-ordained relationship between husband and wife and parent and child, between neighbor and neighbor. These are all passé. They are all things of the past. People snort, hoot, and rant, and, of course, disdain the so-called Protestant work ethic. What's that? It's who you know, not who you are. It's the corners you cut, the deals you pull, the bag of money you find in the street, the way you get there quick. Fame, fortune, money. I mean, we are continually in our plastic-wrapped, ready-made society screaming for more. We have a totally materialistic goal. And therefore, as we struggle and strive, and all of us, to get the fame and the fortune we see paraded in front of us on television all the time with the famous types that we want to emulate, the various magazines and books that tell us about what kind of soap they use and all their latest marriage flings and divorces and how many mistresses they've got, the glamorous sex symbols, and we want to live that kind of a life, God isn't going to come along and zap us. I want to make that clear. When we talk about the book of Revelation, we talk about what's going to happen to the United States and a book that I want to tell you about right quickly. Look at the other side of the coin. We are going to do it to ourselves, and God is going to save us from ourselves at the last moment. The bad news is, there is going to come a World War III. The good news is, God is going to save humankind. In spite of ourselves, He's going to bring God's government to this earth.